In May 2015, Islamic State fighters seized the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra, a UNESCO World Heritage Site north of Damascus, known for its Greek, Roman, and Persian ruins and archaeological treasures. Many feared they would destroy the priceless remains. When Syrian forces recaptured the city last month, they found a few of the famed monuments were destroyed, but many of the ancient ruins are still intact, though IS was said to have looted ancient grave sites around the city. Experts say one of the reasons for the destruction has to do with the extremist group's rigid interpretation of history. Professor Daniel Sorber is with Johns Hopkins University.
They would say they're restoring the true Islam. They're unconcerned with history before Muhammad. I mean, they're not too much concerned with accurate history after that.
The Islamic State's interest in the site is far more than religious, says Deborah Lair, chairwoman of the Antiquities Coalition in Washington.
So they have recognized that there's a value in the destruction of culture in terms of intimidation of local populations, and that there's value in the looting of it and then the sale in raising funds for their own cause.
Lair says IS also understands the global propaganda value of destroying priceless cultural heritage, shown here as they pillaged the Mosul Museum in Iraq, making front page news around the world.
The Mosul Museum under attack and the video that they posted on YouTube has gotten more attention than any other single event.
There's also a monetary motive. The Islamic State has created a Ministry of Antiquities to industrialize the looting and sell the treasures.
It's going and finding treasure, encouraging people to dig. And what is unfortunate, as many of these are not trained archaeologists, is that we not only lose the treasure, but we lose the whole context in which these are found.
Under international law, destroying cultural antiquities is a war crime, and authorities hope one day they will be able to prosecute Islamic State members for their crimes. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.